We have live on the news line now the governor of the great state of New Jersey, Phil Murphy.
Governor, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
We appreciate your time. So it looks as though, although the races are not final yet, that you're going to have to deal with as a Democrat another Republican in the House contingent there from New Jersey. And how do you feel about that possibility?
Yeah, listen, I think, guys, it's still not, we're still not there yet. We've got 12 congressional seats. 11 have been called, and we entered the day yesterday with a 10-2 Democratic advantage, and you rightfully point out that the Malinowski-Kane race is still not called. I'm not giving up yet, and we shall see here. It's an extremely competitive race. We knew that going in, and the results prove that.
Governor, these elections, if they are report cards on how the various parties are doing, what's the report card? What's the grade do you think voters are giving Democrats, and what lessons can be learned?
Yeah, a lot better than expected, including by yours truly, not just in New Jersey, where I think we generally, our expectations were in line with the results. But nationally, whether it's governor's races, senator, or house races, there was a lot of prediction of a red wave, and it's quite clear we have not seen that. It looks to me like, as we sit here, the Republicans are favored for a slight majority in the House. Democrats, likewise, favored for a to hold on to the Senate, although both are still outstanding. We've still got some competitive governor's races, but for the most part, Democrats did better than expected. So I would just say, I'm not sure what the letter grade is, but it's certainly a result that is meaningfully better than expectation.
Governor, polling I saw this morning had inflation and the future of democracy as the top two topics on the voters' minds, followed by crime and then Roe, the Supreme Court decision on abortion in fourth place. Is that a surprise to you? The Democrats seem to be all in on the question of choice going into this.
Yeah, so the Republicans did a very effective job in races across the country to elevate crime. And in New Jersey, the fact of the matter is, listen, we've got crime. Everywhere has got crime. But our numbers are meaningfully, for the most part, better than they've been over the past couple of years. But we always knew that there was a latent undercount on reproductive freedom and abortion rights and the question of democracy hanging in the balance. And I think you see democracy sort of leaping up into the top couple. That, to me, was expected, even though it was sort of under the radar. And I think, likewise, reproductive freedom being in the back of people's minds. You see a lot of abortion referenda around the country. Kentucky was just called again in favor of reproductive freedom. That continues to be a latent, powerful issue.
All right. If elections are reset buttons, then we're looking ahead now to the presidential election in 2024. We understand Donald Trump will be making an announcement in a couple of days. How would you advise President Joe Biden? Should he run again?
I think he should, and I think he will. And I believe that I don't want to speak for the president by any means ever, but I do think the added element of Trump running, I think in the back of the president's, in the back of the president's mind, I think in particular he believes that he's the one guy who could beat him. So whether Trump is the runs or not, or whether he's the nominee or not, I think the president will run, and I think he'll make that move sooner than later, if I were to guess.
I know it's down the road, and we have 2 years to decide these things, but what do you think the messaging should be from the Democrats, and if they had to run at an issue in 2024 right now, and they were to ask you, what do you think we should go with, what would you tell them?
I would say, unequivocally, we are on the side of workers and working families. We are at your kitchen table, whether it's affordability, opportunity, the American dream realized for your kids that they have a better life than you do as a parent, accessible health care, living wages. But I would say the banner needs to be, we are on the side of workers and working families.
A more populist message. Governor Phil Murphy, thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us this morning after the election.
Thank you, man. Take care.